repeat it again. It's working.
WSEL-664, mobile monitoring, Gross Eel. What in the world? WSEU-445 monitoring mobile.
Foxtrot
8, Charlie Hotel Yankee, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Charlie Hotel Yankee, Sean Epsilon, HT. WIZX 218, standing by. Yes, sir. WSEU-445, copy. that's you, Brian. I couldn't quite make you out.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Hotel Yankee.
Monitoring mobile. WSEU 445 calling WSET 544.
WSET 544, WSET 445, copy.
This is WSEU 445.
That's much better. What was wrong with it?
My actual lower piece of my clamp for my NMO base was loose. I took the antenna off to check it, and it actually come out in the antenna.
Both that have an antenna problems then.
I walked on that last transmission.
Now we're both having some antenna problems then, because that was my last antenna. That was bad right off the bat.
I know the antenna isn't bad now, I it was loose, and maybe I didn't tighten it enough, or it's just the vibrations loosened it up.
Well, I'm just glad to know this radio's working. I haven't really been able to get a hold of anybody. I don't know if you guys have been on, and I've just been missing you or what, but I've been coming on and seeing up and not getting anybody to respond, so good to see this radio's working.
Yeah, it sounds good up here now, especially with my antenna tightened like it's supposed to be.
All right. Well, I'm going to be back up there. I'm probably leaving in the next 3-4 hours, so I may be swinging through there. I don't know. I gotta pick my daughter and everything up. Can you look and tell me if there's a seat in the back of the car, like a booster seat? I don't remember if we had one in that Buick.
Yeah, I'll take a look and I'll shoot you a text today and let you know if it's in there or not.
Awesome, thank you. And like I said, if I don't see you today, I will be there tomorrow. So, as everybody's text and everything, so WSET 544, clear on your final.
Sounds good. We'll see you when you get here. WSEU 445, clear.
WRWR 357.
WSCI 392 mobile.
WSFC
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring radio frequency.
WSDS 979. Coming in clear, WSDE 688. Yes, you are coming in clear.
Perfect. Yeah, I guess it just has to do with the position, I guess, as always. There's actually a Goya 70711. I don't know. That's a short account. Okay. WSDE 688 clear.
Yeah, I'm using the ocean stock antenna that came with the radio, but yeah. But yep, I'll see you WSES 979 clear.
WSFX 401, looking for a quick radio check.
This is WSDS 979. You are coming in loud and clear.
Thank you very much. Just want to double check. I think Andy has got it set up as a base, so every once in a while when you change the battery, you just don't know. Especially on a new radio.
Yeah, yep, especially. Yeah. But yeah, I'm keeping warm, so yeah.
Yeah, I've run on an age kid through the Nagoya 72, and then I've got two of the Illumin AK-1Bs coming in a couple days.
Yeah, myself, I'm using the Ocean 805G radio with myself with the stock antenna on this, so... Yeah, things are working out pretty perfectly.
Yeah, that radio sounds really nice. I thought about getting the S88G plus. So I'm not sure. I might get that after Christmas.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thank you very much. You're coming in. Nice and loud and clear, so yeah.
All right, well, you guys have a great day. I'm WSFX 401, and I'm back on the side.
Hey, Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah. You have a good day yourself, and happy holidays out there, and wish you well and warmest regards. WSDS 979 clear.
WSDS 793, quick radio check.
WSDS 793, WSDM 993, coming in loud and clear on this one.
Anyway, thanks for the radio check. Have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793 monitor.
You as well, WSBM 993 clear monitor.
WSEU 445 calling W Sam Edward Tom 544. WSET 544, are you listening? WSEU 445, clear.
WRC422, Unit 2.
Read you loud and clear, WRC422.
Yeah, okay, I'm just about done here, and I'll be heading your way.
Okay, to Unit 2, WRC-422.
WRQC-422, clear.
Thank you.
KI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy. WCI 783, clear.
Ed.
Is that you, 213?
Yeah, I heard, I was able to hear you on my handheld. I ran down to the base fire it up.
Very good, very good. How are we looking for tomorrow? Are you going to make it?
The snow is going to be done by noon. There's ultimately nothing else to, you know, the family said as well. So, and lab results are there.
Yeah, we'll see what it's like in the morning. Especially for my parents, you never know, they might back out.
Supposed to be tomorrow and snowy in the morning, and then really cold the next couple of days. The snow is not bad. We'll probably wait for that. Time as far as meal time, everybody's always bored.
Yeah, I talked to Richard last night, and it's steak night with macaroni and cheese, and I forget what vegetable he said. It's going to be the special.
That sounds like man food to me. I'll be up for that.
How's Bentley doing?
He's actually better. Some problem able to it. And routine ultimately he's going to get his teeth professionally cleaned and he's going to hit the ground running as he always does.
Did you find a cheaper price?
Not much of that around. I said it's going to be $800 at one place, $600 at one place, but that place, with that guy in the brand looks like, with, by the time it's done, I'm looking about $1,300.
Well, the price definitely jumps up if they have to extract any teeth, for sure.
Yeah, you know, he's young, so I don't think that'll be the case. But she said there was enough herder to get it taken care of, and they're gonna ice. As you know, I'm cautiously apprehensive about anybody medical wise, and which is probably a bad thing. But it's a man thing, I suspect. But ultimately, I need to go to the doctor too, but I don't know when I'm gonna get there.
Well, just make the time. I know you got the time.
Everybody always assumes I got a lot of time. I'm confused by that. But anyway, yeah. I went away from my workplace. It's been running nonstop crazier than ever. I guess that maybe that's just the way it went.
Yeah, you kind of look back and say, how did I ever get anything done?
That's affirmative. Evidently I had more energy back in the day. But anyway, if you're going to order anything from Amazon, get it done quickly. It looks like they're going out.
I've seen different states that were involved with the walkout, but I didn't see anything on Michigan, did you?
Michigan, as far as I know, is not yet. looks like you're going to try to make a point, and who knows, as far as East Canada, I don't know. Yeah, I did not see Michigan.
Now, all I know is from what experiences I've heard or whatever, they do micromanage the shit out of their employees for sure.
I think you just about got to most everywhere now, otherwise, I'm not even going to get into that. As a supervisor, though, I know the former supervisor, I know the possibilities.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, let's see what tomorrow the weather brings. I'll reach out to you and see what's going on. This is WSTI 73. I'm clear and monitoring after your final.
Very good, sir. Well, I'll see you when I see you. This is WSTW 213, and I'm clear.
WSEL 664 mobile monitoring Wyandotte.
WSCI 783 to station 392. Station 392, copy.
What station are you calling?
392. Who's ever out there, you're all staticky and can't understand you. Very weak signal.
WRFX 966.
WSCC 426 monitoring.
Last transmission there, you sound good in Flat Rock. I don't know how this radio is getting out, folks.
Flat Rock, 426 here. You're coming in pretty good. I'm up here in Baltimore.
Okay, appreciate that. You're quite scratchy. I'm a little HP inside my house here.
Coming pretty good. I'm actually on a mobile, but I am inside of my home, so still coming in pretty good. Pretty good. Over.
Okay, appreciate that. That transmission was a lot clearer. I appreciate you coming back on that. Let's get back to it. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WSAH 780, standing by.
Got 4, Elvin here, WSCC 426. Enjoy the rest of your day. You're ready. Have some salt and a shovel ready for tomorrow morning. Over and out.
Get rid of the Roger beep when I'm on the repeater. Gotcha. Didn't realize it was on. Just unpacked this radio. Been on mothballs for about 8 months. WRUG 488 WRFX 966.
WRUG 488.
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you feeling today? Didn't receive you, Jack. You were broken up on that one.
How about now? Now any better?
Loud and clear now.
And I was on that 10-watt radio, but now I'm on the base station.
Yeah, well, we got our schedule for the holiday. The only day I'm working is this coming Saturday. Then I get off until January 2nd.
That is good news, Roger.
Well, it would have been really good news if we got some of the holiday, but the plant manager went balls to the wall so that when we come back from the holiday, we are going down to one shift. So there's going to be a bunch of people laid off.
I just...
Layoff won't affect me, but, you know, I don't know how long it's going to go on. Maybe I'll coordinate with my counterpart, and I'll take a couple weeks off in February if it's going on that long. I don't know. I haven't seen it this bad ever in 28 years.
Well, you know why? Probably because the cars are too high in prices, and nobody's interested right now.
Well, that was one man's idea of what we needed to do. Thank God he quit, but yeah, until the prices, and this prices are supposed to be are going down anyways, a little bit. I don't know, like I said. Even before we went to bankruptcy, it wasn't this bad.
The price did went down a little bit, but it's still going to come down a little bit more. That's what I heard.
Well, they have to. I mean, if you want to survive as a business, you got to get people buying your stuff again. And in the last 2 years, the prices went up, not down. They didn't even stay steady. There was 20% increases on the Wrangler and the Gladiator truck the last 2 years. That's ridiculous. Like, Tavares guy needed to be shot.
Yeah, but you know what? I think everybody's waiting for next year. The interest just went down. Roger, to 4.
Yeah, well, supposedly they're not killing off the M engine. Supposedly, you're going to be able to order that in the trucks. I read something online that said you can't get it in the new Daytona Charger that they're coming out with for 2025. But they're making a version that has a internal combustion engine for the high performance, what used to be the Hellcat line. So why couldn't they put it in that? I don't know. But we'll see. People don't want the six-cylinder twin turbo or turbocharged engines. They don't want all electric vehicles.
You're right about that. I sure don't want an electrical. I got to charge it every, 5 hours, 6 hours? I got to sit down and charge it for 2 hours?
Well, if you're just running around town getting groceries, you can charge it once a week. But, you know, to load it up, especially if you get an electric truck, to load it up, yeah, you got to stop every 2 to 3 hours and charge it up for 2 hours and then drive on for 2 to 3 hours and then charge it up for 2 hours. Yeah, that's not feasible at all, especially like when I want to haul my motorcycle or something like that. So, I mean, yeah, for my wife, it would be all right.
just running back and forth to work and running around town here.
Yeah, you're right, but that adds in another payment. Plus, the insurance is probably so high on the electric vehicles, unbelievable. Maybe that's why.
Insurance is high on everything new. But, yeah, you know, like I said, we could go a split household. I could keep my internal combustion engine in my truck for when we travel and haul stuff, and we can do all of our local going back and forth to visit friends and family, and going back and forth to work and grocery shop, and all in the electric vehicle. I mean, that's feasible.
But Brian, when you pull in the trailer, that is going to kill us in half. That's what I heard.
Back when the Rivian pickup truck was first released to the public, Car and Driver took a 20-foot flatbed car carrier, put a 96 Astra van, which is a little bit more boxy of a minivan, on the truck, and they ran it up, I forget what highway in California. They ran it up and recharged it and drove it back down. They lost 54% driving north and 56% driving south with just that. So you lose half of your range just by loading it up. And you only got a 360, maybe 400-mile range. That means I've got to stop and charge for 2 hours before I could make it all the way to Traverse City. So that takes a four-hour trip, four and a half hour, depending on what's going on, and makes it six and a half hours. It's ridiculous. Nobody wants to do that. I'd rather just pull in a couple minutes later, pull back out with a full tank of gas.
You're right. I wouldn't go 6 hours way up, you know, up to Traverse City. That's too damn long. To me, it's very long. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Maybe there are other people like that. I mean, what are you going to stop? How many times you got to stop? You got to stop about three times to get to Traverse City that way. And if you can find a charging place.
There's a few popping up along the way. I know there's one over at 12 mile amount in the Myers parking lot behind the gas station. They got four or six charging cords. They could charge electric vehicles back there. I know they put some in at the Flying J up just before the Zilwaukee Bridge, but other than that, I'd have to sit down and try and find where these things are. And yeah, if you got 200 miles, that means I could go, you know, about Midland. Somewhere between home and Midland, I'm going to have to stop and charge. And then I can make it the rest of the way, but I'll need a charge when I get there. Yeah, that's too much.
That is, you know, I think, you know, they should put it on every house if they wanted to get going. Every house should have one, or close by a gas station, not even a mile or something like that. I think that's the best bet to do. As far as the driving 200 miles, you don't know. I mean, you know, you're not 100% sure. You know, what about if you have a flat tire or something like that? Then you'd be stuck there. And anyhow, not only that, when you charge the car, how long is that take charge? About 2 hours? What are you going to sit in the cold weather? In the car?
Well, to tell you the truth, to be optimized and everything else like that, if I was going to put in a charging station, I'd put it, you know, by a little cafe or something like that, or build a little cafe, serve coffee and snacks, maybe even make a small restaurant. But still, you know, when I go, I want to get my driving done, stop only if I really need to, and make half a day out of it, like it's supposed to be, instead of a full day. You talk six and a half hours in the car. You really don't want to do anything else but chill when you get to your location.
What I think is best bet to put them in, weight stations and all the other stations out there, like when you gotta go to a restroom or something like that. I think they do have enough of these. They're not too far from each other.
Station break. Joe.
Yes, this is Joe.
Okay, go, Joe.
Well, that was a good guess. I was listening to your guys' conversation and was wondering if you checked out the new Ram Charger truck that Stellantis is coming out with. It's a Ram, electric Ram. It's all electric, but it retains a 3.6-liter V6 with a generator. It has about a 700-mile range, so you can do, 300 miles on battery, and then once your batteries are depleted, the engine will start and charge everything, and apparently it's even more fuel efficient because the engine's just running at a low, constant speed, not, revving up and down with each gear shift. So you get even better mileage, and it supposedly has about a 700-mile range with one tank of gas.
Well, that's what some of us have been saying they needed to do all along, and I, for one, won't buy it in the first 2 years until they get all the bugs worked out of it, but that's just me, because I've worked for Chrysler for 29 years. Over to you, Jack.
Yeah, but you know what? They do have the chargers and all that. Even when you pull a trailer, it's going to be a different because the trailer, when you pull it on the pickup truck, that window's going to blow it and it's going to pull back to that trailer. And I know that. It happened to us before.
Oh yeah, I hear you guys. I currently have just a regular Hemi, just a 5.7 V8 with a couple modifications done to it for performance. And it's a solid unit, but you pull a trailer, you hook a camper up to this thing, and you're getting half the gas mileage, so it's not all that different with electric. The difference is this thing recharges at a gas station in about 5 minutes versus, like you were saying, 5 hours to fully recharge a truck.
Yeah, well, the technology is out there. You know, I was just talking with a gentleman at work, and the military has what they call a HEMI. It's a heavy equipment and hauling piece of equipment. It's got dual axles in the front and the rear, a large 430-horsepower diesel engine. But there, it drives a, I forget what it is, 24-kilowatt generator, and it's a hybrid, because it has the engine to charge the battery pack, which is small. No, actually, it's not even battery pack. It's capacitors. So they're instant charge and discharge, which you get more recharge on the regenerative braking on those things. But they could run a whole airfield or a small town off of the charging system that they use. It's pretty wild. I say that's what we need, but yeah, until it hits mainstream and gets fired out, I'm shying away from it. And then, and like I said, I've got this 2500 with the 6.4 liter, and I put a camper or what on there. Yeah, I get 12, 10 miles to the gallon, depending on how breezy it is. WRFX 966 for identification. Over to you, Jack.
W WIUG48. Well, at least you don't have to charge it because you're running on gas. You're not running electric. And that's good that way. The other gentleman out there, go ahead.
Yep, this is Joe, WSAT 580. I don't know what the huge push for all electric was, because hybrid makes way more sense to transition from an internal combustion type vehicle to pure electric, because at least with an onboard generator, gas generator, you don't have that range anxiety. You know, a lot of times driving around, or most people, electric's fine. But yeah, when you want to take a big trip, okay, now I got to plan out the whole route around charging stations. Unless you have a small onboard generator that can charge your batteries, and then you get the best of both worlds, in my opinion. And like I said, usually with the gas, engines run higher efficiency because they're just running a low constant RPM on the generator versus, you know, running up to 4,000 RPMs each shift if you're on it. Over to you.
Yeah, well, like the government said, Biden and his cronies, we're killing this world with all of our tailpipe emissions, so we have to go 100% electric. Okay, if you buy that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you as well, but I get it. We got to try and help the environment, but 100% electric's not the way to go. Over to you, Jack.
Yeah, you're right, Brian. Not 100%. I would start with small, you know, small scale. Then after that, see what happened. Anyhow, I heard the price of oil is going to go down anyhow. Go ahead, Joe.
Yep, I agree. You know, there's no perfect answer. You know, obviously, all electric cars, yeah, you have no tailpipe emissions, but when the battery pack is done, you have a lot of hazardous materials to dispose of, heavy metals and things. A lot of it you can recycle, but there's still a lot more of an environmental impact. If you're going all electric, then, you know, it is led on to with versus tailpipe emissions, CO2, you know, because trees filter that stuff out, and you know, they're getting more and more efficient, and the catalytic converters are getting better, and it's, you know, at this point over century-old technology, the internal combustion engine, but it just works very, very well for how we use it around how most people use it. But the electric aspect I'm most intrigued by is the lack of maintenance, the lack of oil, like there really is nothing that you have to maintain on it other than tires and maybe brakes if you're not in regen, but there is no constant oil and oil disposal and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, there's still other systems that have to be maintained, like, say, brakes. You still have to lubricate and maintain your wheel bearings of some sort. There's always going to be a little bit, but there's gives and takes to it all. And as far as the battery pack, once your range starts to drop and they've determined that that battery pack is no longer suitable for the road, in a lot of cases, those battery packs can be recycled. They could be used in, say, a home storage from solar electric into your inverter. All they have to do is eliminate the bad cells that are dragging the battery down, and they say on an average they could get between 5 and 10 years more life out of that battery before it has to go to be recycled completely. I mean, things are still coming out on what they can and cannot do. And it's a good way to go, don't get me wrong. But there again, I like my motorcycle, and I will never, ever, never have an electric motorcycle. And I like the convenience of being able to just throw some gas in it and go. And if they perfect these hybrids, okay, maybe the next truck I buy in 5 or 10 years, I'll look at it. But until then, it's not the way for me, that's for sure. And that's the way a lot of people are thinking about it, too. Now, one more thing I want to throw at you is what happens with these electric vehicles when you get into a situation and there was a multiple car pileup and you're stuck out on the highway, side of the expressway, and the only way you can keep warm is to run your heater and your car goes dead.
WRHWS478, I hope you guys don't mind me jumping in here. Name's Howard. So you guys talk about, you know, the maintenance on the cars and the batteries and all, but you got to look at the bigger picture. You can't even go in some states without rolling blackouts. The electric grid to supply all of this, because everybody started, you know, one car, one electric car per family, our electric grid in this country wouldn't support it. Plus, to get into wind turbines, you know, the cost to put one of those windmills up and all of the fossil fuel used to make that, you know, the actual metal in the turbine, the concrete pad that you got to pour, it's going to take years before you'll even recoup the cost of that and the savings from switching over.
Well, WIUG48, well, guys, can you go ahead and take over because I have to go shopping? So I will talk to everybody later, and good to talk to everybody. Howard, too, and Brian, and Joe. You guys take care. Have a good day. WIUG48, clear.
WSAT580. Joe again. Completely agree with the grid statement because our grid is very old and very, fragile, I believe. I mean, you could have an Escalade go off the road on 75 near the Ohio border and hit one of those towers and all of Michigan isn't going to have power, maybe more. But it's the same factor, rolling blackouts in power. If you don't have power, then you also can't pump gas because the pumps run on electricity also. And just like in a collision, you know, you could run out of gas in a car and run out of heat too. So there's no perfect solution to it, which, you know, I think the hybrid is the best answer because it's kind of the best of both worlds. You're combining the technologies together. And that's, like I said, I'm a hardcore internal combustion guy to the end. I've got a two-stroke Yamaha Blaster that I've completely rebuilt. It's probably my favorite vehicle of all time. And I rock a tuned-out Hemi for my daily driver. But I am interested in the hybrid, or the advancement at least, if it gets combined good range with, you know, being able to drive around town a couple hundred miles without starting my gas engine up. That'd be cool with me. Over to you.
Well, it needs to be able to be remote started so I can, if I stop someplace along the way for lunch or dinner, fire that thing up and charge it up if there's no other option along the way. That would be handy, too. But I was thinking, you know, I'm getting close to retirement. Maybe I'll go out and buy me a 10 kW generator, put a couple charge ports on it. When people get stuck on the highway, I'll find a way to get to them and sell my electricity. Oh, well. Anyways, no, it works for half of my life, but not the other half. Any way you look at it. All right, I gotta go pick the wife up from work. WRFX 966. I'll be standing by. Over to Howard.
Thank you. Yeah, I would agree that hybrid's probably the best of all of the options instead of going full electric. But in this country, we seem to go to extremes before we find a happy medium on anything. So I would, down the road, entertain a hybrid, but I still like the feel and the sound of a combustion engine myself. Over to you, Joe.
Same here. You know, I'm 44 years old, and I really don't think in my lifetime the technology for electric or hybrid is going to completely eclipse or bypass the internal combustion engine. It's just such a tried and true method. And, you know, these engines are only getting more powerful and smaller displacement. And, you know, what they thought impossible years ago, you know, getting 400 horsepower out of a little, like, 2-liter four-cylinder from the factory is pretty much reality now. So, you know, technology hasn't stopped on, like, internal combustion either. You know, they're trying different materials and different ways of working the valve train and direct injection. You know, it's still advancing, even though the piston and the burning of the fuel is a very old concept. The design parameters around it are still advancing, you know, by the day. Over to you.
Yeah, I bet Henry Ford never really dreamed where things would go now when he rolled that first Model T off the line. So I agree that there's always advancements. I'm back in a four-cylinder turbo, and I swore I'd never get another four-cylinder again, but it's not bad. It's obviously no race car, but it gets me where I need to go with enough power to do that. Back to you, Joe.
Yep, I think, you know, the biggest problem with the electric car rollout is mandating. I think the government mandating it was a big mistake because you can't vote for technology. Like, you can't just vote to make a better battery. Like, you can't just, like, say, oh, well, we're just going to have a better battery. Like, it takes technological advancement. It takes people making discoveries and trying different things, and you can't just, as a governing body, say, we're having a better battery. Like, it just doesn't work that way. So I think that was a lot of the problem with the Biden admin rolling out, like, mandates. They just say, oh, you know, the big three, you guys have to make electric cars, and, you know, if the technology isn't ready yet, then it's going to fail. It's just how it is. Over to you.
I guess when you're invested in the lithium mines that go into making the batteries, and you're in a position of power where you can ensure a future profit from it, I guess you can mandate anything you want. But like you said, in reality, it's probably not the way to go. Back to you, Joe.
Yeah, we're probably starting to brush the line of politics discussion here, which I believe is not permitted on the repeater. So we'll leave it at that. And I've got to get out of here. I've got to pick up some food for the family here. But I will be around a little bit monitoring. So it was nice chatting with you guys, and have a good evening. I will be clear of the network here, WSAT 580, out.
Sorry about that. Not my intention to go in that direction. You guys have a good evening. WRHW 478, clear.
Romeo Papa Bravo 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, on station.
WSEV387 is mobile and monitoring.
Hey, 387, this is WRWR357, Randy in Macomb County. How's it going?
Are you around
WRPD 448, last caller, your transmission was all garbled and scratchy. Over. RPV 448 clear.
WSEU 445 monitoring mobile.
WRKE 880 mobile.
WSEV 907 radio check. WSCA-97, radio check.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec, 805, mobile monitoring. Romeo Mike Quebec 805. Good evening, station 907. You have a scatter. That is a quiet side. Could I read you 5x5? That was G907. That was nothing but a loud burst of static that time.
Yes, thank you. You found my static.
All right, there at least I could understand you.
WICP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the old frequency.
WFEP 544, WCU 445, copy. WFEP 544, monitoring.
WSET 544 WQZJ 969, copy.
Well, hello, Chris.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you this brisk evening?
Not too shabby, not too shabby. So, you still downstate?
Nope, got back up midday. We've got Aubrey's Christmas show tonight. We're headed down to. That's why I switched over to this one, because it's the only one I know I can pick up clearly.
Ah, are you en route right now?
Indeed we are.
Hi, Kristen.
She says hi.
So you back up till after the after Christmas?
I'm actually going to be here until after New Year. So it'll be I'm going to be around the shop the Thursday and Friday after New Year's, and then I'm going back down that Sunday.
Well, that's awesome. I'm sure everybody will enjoy having you home for a little bit, and it's, I know it can be a little bit taxing at times.
Yeah, and it'll be nice, too. I can finally get some wood cut split and actually stack it up in the woodshed so we don't have to keep doing it just when we need it.
Well, you need a hand, you know who to ask.
I do, and I appreciate that. What I'd really like is for someone to come clean my garage up for me, but I don't think that's going to happen. I've done all kinds of dances and magic fairy dust, and it's still a mess.
Maybe you should have a yard sale.
Oh, I should just probably dig down deep and find some motivation to actually do it. It's easy to get out there and just turn the radio on, turn the TV on, and just relax.
Oh, I hear you. Preaching to the choir, brother.
Well, it's extra hard when they do a marathon every night of Star Trek from, like, 8 o'clock on. With every series, it's hard for me to not just sit there and watch it. You know, I don't want to miss anything.
Right, it's like you're violating some oath or something if you don't watch it.
You can call that a guilty conscience.
Yes, yes, I do. Well, hey, I'm going to let you get some time with the family. I just wanted to say hey and, say hi to everybody, and you guys be careful on the road, and enjoy your Christmas program. WQZJ
969. All right, brother, we'll be in touch. And like I say, I'll be around, so I'll be on and off the radio like I used to normally. So I will talk to you later. WSET 544, clear.
WICI 847. WIUG, put it in. Copy. WIUG, put it in. Clear. Station 218, WIUG, 48, copy. WIUG, 48, clear. Station 544, WIUG, 48, copy. What static? I don't have no static here. I stopped.
Well, now you sound good. WRTX 930.
Well, good evening, Ken. How you doing today?
I'm doing just splendid. Plugging along. Still working.
And now we're getting snow. From now on until tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's snowing a little bit here. Bring it on. I'd like the snow.
Me too. At least I can take your snowblower out instead of sitting in the garage.
Well, what's doing down in Rochester Hills this evening? Anything exciting?
Nothing much except downtown. Downtown is great.
Downtown Rochester Hills or downtown Rochester? I grew up in Rochester in the 70s.
I grew up in... No, I grew up downtown Rochester. That's what it is.
Yeah, lots of good memories down there. I ride my bike into downtown Rochester. When I was just a wee little kid.
Well, what are you, in the shack right now with a good cigar on?
Yeah, not tonight. I'm came out from my regular work and started busting with this stupid trailer again, doing the bearings and whatnot on it. We'll get her fixed up.
It's so rusty. This is WIUG 38.
Yeah, just repacking the bearings and straightening up some of the wiring that was going a little squirrely. Yeah, everything in trailer world is garbage. Stupid Scotch pad crap connectors they use in the wiring and stuff like that. But whatever, I got it all sorted. It's all working.
Well, at least you found the parts for it, Roger.
Yeah, well, you got to weed through all the garbage to get the decent parts, because in trailer world, there's a bazillion garbage parts. You've got to weed through to find ones that are actually halfway decent.
That is the best thing to do. Weed out the garbage first, Roger.
There was one set of bearings on Amazon for all four wheels, four sets of bearings and seals for $5, like $5 or $6 or something like that. And I'm like, how is that even possible? But that's impossible. I'm not even sure what that is.
That's probably made out of plastic.
I don't know. I didn't need new bearings. I just needed to repack them and replacing all the seals. Some of the one or two of the seals were blown out. Work on the wiring and putting the new wood on the deck to be ready to go in the spring.
strike, so I don't know if you're going to get anything out of Amazon.
Well, that's all right. I generally don't order much of anything from Amazon anyway. I try to avoid Amazon if I can. I just was looking on there to see what other options are available, and I came across a couple of listings like that, like, oh, four sets of bearings for $5-6. I'm like, what the fuck? How is that? I don't know how you can do that.
Well, they do that. They put you a plastic and all that, you know, just for one turn, the bearing and all that, and it goes off after that, after 2 minutes. Roger.
Well, fortunately, my bearings were perfectly fine. They all look super clean, races are clean. Put them in the parts washer and cleaned them up and repacking them.
Did you polish them too?
Well, my parts washer does that for me. You leave them in there overnight, they come out practically super clean.
Put a good grease job on them, Roger.
Yes, they'll get repacked, and that's always fun, getting your hands nice and, getting your hands nice and greasy and dirty, getting them in there. But you do what you need to do, so get her done.
Get it done and let her run. Roger.
Yeah, well, then I got to put the new boards on. I got new boards for it. I'm sitting in the bed of my truck. I got to get those down and screw it down onto it. Yeah, I never thought I'd be rebuilding a 10-year-old trailer we bought brand new, but whatever, here we are.
Now, it's time to renew the place.
Yeah, Michigan switched to trailer registrations are lifetime now for the person. So, register a trailer, it's good for tell us to transfer to another person.
I didn't know that. I know in 80, was that 92, we had a trailer, but every year it has to be updated, the tax. So now it's just good.
No, apparently they did some studies that says most people don't keep a trailer more than 1 or 2 years, so you register the trailer, it used to be like you said, you have to register it every year like a car, and it was like $20 or $25 or something. Now it's $100, well, I haven't looked recently, it used to be $100, but it's probably a little bit more now, but now it's $100, no matter what. You don't have a choice, but that hundred bucks is good for as long as you own it.
You still gotta keep the title in your back pocket all the time, right?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to. I think I lost track of my registration on it, that little piece of paper a long time ago. That's the problem with lifetime registration. You kind of lose track of that. They can run it. They'll see it. I don't really carry it anymore. I used to carry it. And it might actually still be in my wallet. I don't know. I'd have to look.
then the best thing to do, you put it on the iPhone, take a picture of it, and that's it.
Yeah, you could certainly do that. It wouldn't be hard. When we bought it, 2011,
I don't know, there must be another station out there. Is there any other station out there? Go ahead.
when you gonna go take your next hand test? You said you're gonna do it online the next time.
To go on and talk to them that way.
All right. You know, you might have a loose something somewhere, because like every third transmission of yours comes with a whole bunch of static all of a sudden.
I don't know, but you know what, when you were talking, sounds like it was a lady came out and said a bunch of stuff, and I couldn't understand none of it. Roger?
Yeah, well, that was the A side of my radio talking from another frequency. Somebody was talking on the other side.
You gotta get some logs and put them in tonight.
The wood stove's going. Yeah, she's been going all day, so she's keeping the house warm. Gotta keep it running. Gotta keep the wood pipeline full.
If they buy you, yeah, no problem. But if you go outside, and every time you got to go outside and get the wood, that's a little bit of a headache.
Well, it all comes down to your system. So I have a system where we have a covered porch off the front door. So I keep a whole bunch of wood there. And then I keep two racks of wood in the house. One's good for about a day, day and a half or so, depending on how much you're using. So once one of the racks goes down, like once a day, I'll go out on the porch and then refill that rack, and then just kind of go from there. When one half of the porch is gone, I'll refill that from the main pile outside. It's a whole system.
But at least it works good. And that is a good thing to do. If it works good, I would leave it the way it is. Let me ask you, in the Upper Peninsula, do you leave the heat on over there or no?
Negative, I do not. I drain the water system, and I replumbed everything in PEX where I can just open a few valves and drain the whole water system. And then I just pour some RV antifreeze down all the drain traps so those don't freeze and blow up. And I'll do the dishwasher and the washing machine for the winter, but those take a little bit of time. But yeah, it's not too hard. It takes about an hour to winterize it, but I drain the whole thing. I don't leave it heated. There's no way I could leave it heated with that fuel oil boiler that's up there. I'd never trust it anyway, and it would still cost $3,000-$4,000 just to keep the house at 50 in the winter.
Well, at least you don't have no gas heat up that way anyhow. What kind of heat up there? Just like a logs or no?
No, it's
It's a fuel oil boiler. So you burn fuel oil. You can get gas heat if you want, but that's not what's there. What's there is an older fuel oil boiler. It works, and I drained that and filled it up with 60-70% antifreeze, so that system's not going to freeze. It's a hot water, heating system. But it burns fuel oil.
Because when we used to have a cabin in Clare County, we had an 80-acre up there, and we had a fuel oil through a diesel. And I tell you one thing, it helps a lot. That diesel takes too long. The tank was full of diesel. And it took about, 6 months to a year almost to finish that diesel.
Yeah, well, you can use diesel. For some reason, the stupid fuel oil is about the same price as diesel. It should be a lot less because there's no road taxes on fuel oil, but essentially, yeah, it's the same thing as diesel. But, if I lived there, if you wanted to keep that house at 70 with that fuel oil burner alone, you'd be looking at 3-4 times a winter that it would have to be filled. It's a 250-gallon tank, something like that. Yeah, it would cost thousands of dollars.
Because one time we went up to the propane tank man, he said it would cost you $2,000 to fill it up. And it was not that big. But he said, that's how much it's going to cost you if you change your oil. I mean, if you change your furnace to the propane. So we just tell them, no, forget it. That's too much money. Forget it. Get the hell out of there.
Well, back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the fuel oil was super, super, super cheap. And, that made the most sense, but somewhere around the mid-2000s, it went way, way, way up, and it's not so popular anymore. It's way more to burn than propane would be.
Yeah, you're right, and we went to Upper Peninsula, where it's about, I don't know how long ago, about maybe in 85. And the guy, a good friend of mine, ours, had a cabin there. And it was heated up by propane. And he kept saying, close the door and close the door. Every time somebody comes in, close that door and close that door. And then I said, what the heck is this guy saying, He may be paying too much for that propane out there.
Well, that's what's much better about radiant heat is you can open doors and stuff and it doesn't seem to affect your house. But you do that on a forced air propane system, yeah. You can't leave them doors open, that's for sure.
Okay, we're going to take a standby for sure. Maybe somebody out there needs to use the frequency. So I'll talk to you in a little bit anyhow. Good talking to you. You take care. WIUG 48.
Yep, I'm going to be going in and eat dinner. So this is WRTX 930.
WREG
488, this is WRHW 478. Station 478, go ahead. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing pretty good. Just picked up some dinner and heading home. How about you?
Honestly, I just had some salad. And that was, I filled up with adrenaline. I don't know why. Maybe because, you know, the dressing and all that, you know, and it's a good salad, and I'm full, but, you know, and I'm sitting here on the radio a little bit, and that's about it.
Good. I like a salad every now and then. Add a little bit of ham and turkey in there. Makes a nice dinner. Not so heavy like a steak or something like that. But how's it going with your new radio? Did you put that in the mobile or in the page?
No, I have not done that. Probably tomorrow it'll be programmed. You know what I mean? I had one, a good friend of mine, he's going to program it. So I'm waiting for him tomorrow, Friday. Sorry, Friday. Well, tomorrow's Friday anyhow. So that's what he said. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I said, no problem, thank you. But it's a good radio, let me tell you something. It's a good radio, and not too many of them around. That's another thing.
After we talked, I looked it up. It does look like a nice radio. Got a lot of nice features in it. I think he just a DMR radio, digital.
I believe that it's a digital and analog, both of them. And it takes both of them, a GMRS and ham site too.
Nice. I got, years ago, I bought a Yaesu SD60, which was like their analog. It's still being made today. It's got, 20-some years old. Hang on a minute. Let me take a short break. I got a phone call coming. Here we are. HW478, standing by.
Howard, take care. WIEG 48. Station 907. I think it said 907 station. You got low audio. If you're on a handheld, get a little bit more close to the radio. Roger.
WSB 907, Roger. I am in Louisville trying to reach Detroit repeater. Maybe that's why the quality is so bad.
And what is your location? I'm over here in Rochester Hills. I don't know if you ever heard Rochester Hills or not.
I sure did. It's a 30-minute drive from where I am at. Over.
You on a Detroit site?
I am in Bloomfield.
You on a Bloomfield? Well, Bloomfield is not too far from us, because I'm over here between John R. and De Quinder. Roger.
Yes, copy that. What repeater are you using?
I'm using the Mount Clemens repeater. I don't know if you have that one or not. 675. Can you put on that one and see if you sound a lot better? Anyhow, are you on a handheld?
Yes, I'm on the handheld. Let me try to tweak the repeater. Over.
Go ahead. WIEG 48. gentleman out there, 907. You know what? You gotta go back on 625. That would be Detroit repeater. Because everybody in West Lowfield, they're using Detroit repeater. Roger? Do me a favor, I'm going to tell you exactly, I mean, not what to do, but if you want to do it, it's up to you. Hold your hand held straight up and talk, number one. Number two, I don't know if you have this kind of antenna or not. Do you have one of them Nagoya 771G? And that is the best antenna out there. And really, you come out very clear. I'm going to tell you, the mic. If you get a mic for that radio, it sounds a lot better. Roger?
Copy that. I am on the Midland EXP-67 and help. I don't think the antenna is removable, but I can try. Thank you for the advice. Over.
Maybe it's already there or not, I don't know. But there is narrow band and there is wide band. So if you're on a wide band, you're 100% correct. Roger?
I'm on the narrow band right now.
You gotta go on wide band. All these repeaters on the wide band. Roger.
Copy that. Let me change the wide band. Over.
No problem. I'll be here. Just go ahead and do that, and you'll see a lot different because those Midland radio. I mean, I don't know if you know them or not, but a lot of people had them on the narrow band, but they don't get out that much. But if you put them on the wide band, it's better that way. Except you, sir. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but I think it's better that way. And this is WIUG 88.
Yes, copy that. Just change the white band. I don't mind you telling me what to do. I'm still learning here, so I appreciate it. WSB 907. Over.
Oh, you sound a lot better, and your audio went up too. I know that because I was listening to you. That's why. Anyhow, what is your call sign again? I want to write it down. Your call sign. By the way, my name is Jack, and I'll help you as much as I know and whatever I can, with no problem, anytime you like. Roger?
Copy that, Jack. My name is Igor. My call sign is WSBA907.
So that'll be WFGA907. And what is that name again, please?
The name is Igor. I-G-O-R. The call sign is WF, like Sam, GA907.
That will be WSGA, correct? 907.
Correct.
No problem. I tried to find you with the F. I couldn't find you anyhow. And now I know. You got to go with an S. Well, Igor, let me tell you something. Welcome to GMRS, by the way. And you really, I mean, there's a good opportunity to talk to a lot of people here. And there's a lot of people here also. But you know what? I want you to do this for me. And you know what it's all about. You go on MI-8. I don't know if you have a pen or not. I will tell you the way it is. MI-8.systems with an S. That's MI-8.systems. And you'll see all these repeaters connect together, and you'll like that. Roger.
Copy that. MI-8.system. I'll check this out.
See, now it's really sounding good. With no problem. Before, it was like you were talking about 50 miles away or something like that. But now, it really made a difference. Roger.
Sound good. Thank you, Jack. WSB 907. Over and out.
No problem. Like I say, anytime you want to help. But that help out, too, that if you're on a handheld, get that antenna. I mean, I got nothing to do with it, but all my radios, they all have that one. But this one here is the base station, that's why. And if you like the base station, let me know and I'll tell you what is the base station you like to get. Like, I'm speaking to you right now. Roger.
Copy that. Which base station you got?
Glad I heard that from you. I have, I'm on DB, if you want to write that down, DB20G. It's Riyadh DB20G. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know right now. If you go on Amazon, they got it for $95 or $85. I'm not sure exactly, but they are a little bit more because the holidays, and that's how much they got it for. And this is only 20-watt radio. And I'm on medium watt radio right now, not even on the high 20. And my antenna, I told you my DC-200. Harvest DC-200. It's on a $95. And I want you to do me a favor. Get a good coax cable. I'll tell you what to get if you like, you know. They call it LMR. LMR. I'm on the 240 LMR, but there's 400, and I have the 400, but it was not flexible. Roger. If you want it to be fixable, I think they make it. I don't know if you ever know. There's DX Engineering. You go on DX Engineering, they have those LMR. So LMR is your best bet for the coax. Now we can get out. See, I'll be honest with you. I get out in Chicago. I talked to Chicago last month. I talked to New York, Buffalo, New York. And I also talked to Cleveland. Almost every day we talk to Cleveland. Roger?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm really impressed with the quality of the radio that you got, considering the price. The ones that I was looking at for like $400.
Honest to God. I was going to buy Ocean Wisdom 935, and it cost about $500, and I decided not to do that. I had a good friend of mine, he said, go get this and see. Now I got two of them. I got one in the car and one here at home. Here. Like I said, if you need one in the car, let me know too. There's a good antenna out there for the car. It's a Magna mount. You don't have to mount it or nothing. Roger?
Got it. Thanks, Jeff.
You go anytime you like, no problem at all. I would help you out, like I said, and my antenna and the pickup truck is Nagoya 72. Nagoya 72, that is the best for that DB20G. Roger.
WSDQ 951.
All right, Igor, you take care, and you have a good day. And anytime you like, no problem at all. WIUG 48.
Thank you, Jack. I'm sure we'll talk more. Appreciate all of the advice. WSD 907.
WSDQ 951.
Station 951, go ahead.
Yeah, Jack, this is WSDQ 951, and I wanted to get a signal report.
Oh, your signal report is good, 5x9. Roger, what is your location? I'm over here, Rochester Hills.
My location is in Davison, and I'm coming in through the Flint repeater. And thank you for the report. Good to hear the radio's working real good there. And you're sounding real good here, too.
I know where you're at exactly. You buy a Flint over there. I used to go there a lot. Every weekend I used to go there. And we used to go at the downtown Flint there. It was a good restaurant there. We used to go eat a burger. And that's why. Now, let me ask you, what is that cosign again, please?
My call sign is WSDQ, Whiskey Sierra Delta Quebec 951. Roger.
Good. And thank you. Yeah, how long have you been on GMR?
Actually, Jack, you are my first contact on the GMRS. I've been a licensed ham for almost 35 years, and I just recently decided to get the GMRS license, and for my birthday I got this handheld. It's a TID Radio H8, and so far I'm very happy with it.
Repeater. You'll know probably right on top of the hospital there, which is a good repeater out that way you guys got out there. And really, if you're a ham for 35, I'm trying. I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to get my license and I can't get it. Every time I go there, I fail with one. So I'm going to try again to get it online. Roger.
Very good, Jack. Yeah, you keep trying, and I'm sure you'll get that license. And once you do, you'll have a lot of fun with it. I'm going to have to go. My wife's coming home with dinner, so I better get the table set for it. Thank you for returning my call, Jack, and giving me the signal report. And I hope to catch you on this frequency again later on. So take care, Jack. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Anytime you like, I'm out there. I'm listening most of the day if I'm here. You take care and have a good evening. We'll talk again. WIUG 88.
Very good. Thanks again, Jack. WSDQ 951 clear.
WSFR 443, Jack, can I talk to you for a minute? WSFR 443, Jack, is that you? I think once in a while I can hear you, and sometimes I can't.
Yes, that's me. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 88. How about now? Can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, now you're coming in loud and clear.
You sounded good too. What is your location? I'm over here at Rochester Hills.
Yeah, I'm about 250 miles north. I'm in Petoskey, hitting the Sheboygan repeater.
You know what? I probably did talk to you one time, or maybe not. Or I was listening, and I know you can't put Petoskey. I tried to get a hold of you, but I guess you were gone for after that. Anyhow, how's the weather by you?
Right now it's pretty good. You know, we've had probably 3 foot of snow this year so far, so we've had our share of snow, but right now it's 20 degrees and you know, normal winter for us.
Sure, yeah. It just started snowing here. It's snowing just now all the way to next day morning. That's what they said on the, I don't know how much, they do not say how many inches coming down and nothing like that.
Yeah, I've already plowed my driveway, I don't know, 4 times this year, about a foot of snow just about every time. So we're getting back to a normal winter for us.
Right now at Rochester Hills. Roger.
Sounds good. I think I did try to talk to you once before I got my antenna up, my exterior antenna. I bought a brand new Ocean KG-1000G and put it in in here for a base station, and now I've got an external antenna, so now I can reach out there a little better. Over.
You know what? I just remember that, yeah. He said he's going to buy an antenna, external antenna. Yeah, I just remember that. I don't know how long, but maybe about 2 weeks ago, something like that. Anyhow, but that's, look, you got a good radio there. That's a hell of a radio. I was going to get one, but I couldn't get one for 1 year. And I decided to, just put it down, give me my money back. And what they did, they charged me $10 because they said, well, now we gotta do it that way. Okay, no problem. I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's too bad. I'm real happy with it so far. I was talking to a guy down by Cadillac, which is about 70 miles away, a couple nights ago, and he was reaching the Harbor Springs repeater, so that had to have been a 70, 80 mile run for him, and sounded pretty clear for that distance.
Yes, yes. You believe me, and here what you had right now on this radio, you'll hear Ohio coming, you hear Ohio and you'll hear New York, and I talk to New York from here, and I talk to Ohio, and I also talk to Chicago, Illinois, I talk to them from here. Roger.
Roger. Yeah, that sounds good. And I hear you were studying to take the hamcast. I'm studying right now. I'm hoping here the middle of January to be able to take the test and get my feet in the ham side of things.
Oh yes, and really, that's what I wanted to do. I don't know what he's studying, but I'm studying ham study. Ham study, I like that app. You know, if I don't know the answer, and on the right, on top right corner, you push I don't know the answer, and they give you the right answer. And that's one thing I like about that.
Yeah, 10-4, I'm using that partly, but I'm also using on YouTube, Josh, what is it, Ham Crash Course or something like that. He's got a lot of YouTube videos on the whole test, and he's pretty interesting, explains a lot, and goes through all the different questions and gives you the right answers, and it's pretty good. Pretty good course.
Well, that's good. I hope you get the license anyhow, actually, because I want about, every time I go, instead of 9 wrong, I get 12, I get 10 wrong, and I can't pass. So I'm going to try again, maybe the end of this weekend, try before Christmas. And see what happens.
Yep, sounds good. I hope you make it, because it opens up a lot of frequencies for us to be able to play with.
And not only that, I have about maybe 15 friends of mine, we all go to a park and talk radio all day. On Sundays we go, sometimes Saturday. And that's one thing I like about it. And they want me to be with them. Roger.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I've been watching a lot of the guys doing the Parks on the Air. Yeah, and that sounds like a lot of fun to take some portable gear and set up an antenna and try to connect to people in other parks around the country. That sounds like something I'd like to do on a camping trip.
This summer is my goal to talk to ISS this summer. Roger.
Yeah, that would be that'd be a lot of fun to try to do that. I've heard of people doing it, but you have to do it yourself. You know, there's nothing like doing it yourself.
Yeah, you're right about that. I like that, you know, and I have everything. I have the antenna, and I have the radio, and I have, I even have their app, what time they'll be by here and all that stuff. You go on Apple, you know, where there's an app, and you go on ISS, and you download that app.
I haven't downloaded that yet. I'll have to do that. That'll be interesting.
Oh yeah. Are you a ham?
Not yet. I'm studying to take the test. I'm hoping here within the month to get my technician's license.
If you want to listen to them, there's a frequency you can listen to them.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them programmed into my radio, and I scan through there and catch them every now and then. There's a couple of groups that I've listened to, and I've joined a ham radio club here in our area that's 75 years old, so they've got a lot of veterans in there that you can pick up a lot of knowledge from.
Well, that's good. I tell you one thing. I was in Petoskey 1989. I love it there. It's a beautiful there. I was there just deer hunting one time, and we slept in the motorhome. We couldn't sleep nowhere else, because we were late getting to down that town. And it was a beautiful, I like it down there.
Yeah, well, that's the year that I actually moved here full time was 1989. And we've been coming up here snowmobiling and stuff since the 60s, but we actually moved here full time in 89, and yeah, never regretted it. It's been a good place to raise my family.
But that's good. It's a more beautiful place. Believe me, I love it when I be there. Because one time, my brother had his daughter in the soccer team. She had to go there and play there. I went with them. We stayed all day in Petoskey. We even went to downtown for a little bit, then we came home. It was dark when we came home.
Yeah, they do a lot of those tournaments. Yeah, soccer games and stuff here in town during the summer. The town will fill right up with people from all over.
Oh yeah, don't take me wrong. I've been up north a lot of times. I'll be honest with you. Every weekend we were there. We even have We had 80 acres in Gladwin County, but we sold it. So I've been up north all over the place. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, there's a lot of good deer hunting down around that way.
don't know if I would ask you if I, I don't know if there's any state land over that way or not, because they said there's a lot of retired people there.
Yeah, there's, you got to get out of town quite a ways to get to state land. I say that, you know, probably 10, 15 miles you get out of town, and there's state land. And so that's not too bad, but yeah, there, you're right, there's a lot of retired people here in this area.
Hey, see, because I've been there, that's why I know, you know. I had a good friend of mine, anyhow, he passed away a long time ago. He was telling me about, you know, Petoskey and all other places. I've been in Gladwin, Clear, I've been in, you name it, I was there. Except not much in our Upper Peninsula. I don't know that, I have not been there. And really, all over up north I was. We used to drive every weekend there. And we used to go, every weekend we'd be on that cabin, with an 80-acre cabin in Clear County. But we had to get rid of it because, you know, the taxes was too high.
Yeah, I can sure understand that. Sometimes the taxes, yeah. I'm not going to say a whole lot. Get me going on that. Anyhow, it's good talking to you, Jack, and we'll have to catch again. I need to go upstairs for a little bit, and we'll talk again. This is WSFR 443, clear on your final.
No problem. Anytime you like, we'll talk again anyhow. And don't be shy, anytime you hear me out there, you can talk. WIUG, please. Have a good evening. WSPI 847, WIUG, copy. WIUG, clear.
WSGB-334, standing by.
This is WRWTC-208. Here in New Baltimore, starting to snow.
This is WSGC-426. You're coming in with a lot of static right now.
WRWC-208, radio check.
WSGC-426, much better this time. Still a little bit of static, but definitely sounded more legible, or I could understand you a lot better. Over.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I think I switched to the second repeater on the network.
That'll do it too. Could be the weather not cooperating as well, but definitely coming in much better now than your first transmission. WSGC-426, over.
Yeah, it's starting to snow. I'm up here in New Baltimore in the Anchor Bay area, up here at the high school. Yeah, I can see how the weather is affecting it, especially with the snow.
I'm over here, 21 miles, just by 94, definitely snow coming down, and wind is picking up as well, but I don't think it's going to get too bad out there. Over. Once I think they said the second wave was coming in sometime past midnight, so this is just the first wave with the cold temperatures. People trying to get some last-minute shopping done. Should make for an interesting drive in the morning. Enjoy the rest of your night. This is WSGC-426, over and out.
You enjoy the rest of your night as well. This is WRG.
WSGB-334, looking for a quick radio check.
WSGB-334, this is WSGC-426, you're coming in loud and clear.
Same with you, you're coming in loud and clear here. I'm just north of the Detroit Metro Airport.
You're definitely coming in really nice. How's the traffic out there by the airport? Is it snowing like it is up here in the northern suburbs?
Tell you the truth, I have not looked outside. I'm sitting in my front room holding a handy talkie.
Can't blame you too much, but you definitely have a good antenna. You're coming in very loud, very clear. That's a great radio you got there. WSGC-426.
Thank you, sir, for the radio check. WSGV 334, on the side.
Station 334, WIUG 488, copy?
Yes, sir, go ahead. This is WSGV 334.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fairly well. 75 years old and kind of holding strong.
My name is Jack and I'm WIUG 48 out of Rochester Hills. And I see you have that Roger beep. And MI-8 would not take care of that Roger beep, so you have to take care of it.
Okay, I just got this radio and just haven't even really looked into it that much yet. Thank you for the notice.
No problem, anytime. Anything you need to help, I know you just got into radio. And if you want to know about MIA systems, you go on that site, and they show you all the repeaters where they at. There's about 7 of them. Roger?
Roger that. I was just on my GP or GRMS site, and they have the same thing.
The MI-8 dot systems. It'll explain everything, where the repeaters are, and when you see the mic, it'll show you what that mic was keying, what repeater is keying for. Roger?
Roger that.
Right, and good talking to you, and we'll talk again. WIUG 48, we're clear.
Thank you, sir. You come in loud and clear down here by the airport. WSGB 334, outside. WSGV 334. Yes, are you still on the air?
Sir, go ahead. WIUG 48.
This is a different radio. Just wondering if it's working good too.
Working good, yeah. Anyhow. What kind of antenna do you have out that way? I know this is a walkie-talkie, correct?
Roger that. It's a 771, but it's not a Magoyo.
Well, it's doing good here. You know, as far as the signal, it's 5x9, and the audio is good audio. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. And just an update, I looked out the window and there is absolutely no snow coming down yet.
don't know about that, but in here we got 2 inches of snow already.
Roger. Roger that. What was your location again? Gross Point or something?
No, I'm over here at Rochester Hills, around 23 miles between John R. and De Quinter.
Okay, I'm a little familiar with that area. I used to go to the Mount Clemens gun shows up there.
A little bit of fade out because I know you on the walkie-talkie. You're doing good. Just hold up your handheld straight and be by the window too. It makes a little bit different. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Can you read off your call sign again real slow? My old ears aren't keeping up.
No problem. W R U T 488. W R U G 488.
W R G 488.
Again, W-R-U-G 488.
Roger that, I got you down now.
No problem. I have a good friend, I don't know where you had by the airport. Are you by Mexico Airport or by the other airport?
I'm at by the big north of Detroit Metropolitan Airport.
Yeah, I have a good friend. He's there by the airport in Romulus. Roger.
Roger that. I'm just north of Romulus.
So they call it Willow Run Airport?
No, that would be west of Metropolitan Airport. I'm just north, Michigan Avenue, Merriman area.
See where you're at. Yeah, I've been there a couple of times anyhow. Well, sir, good talking to you. And, I like to say that I'm a little bit younger than you. I know you said you're 75, and I'm 73, so no problem at all. Anytime you like to talk, no, I have no problem at all. You take care, and you have a great evening. W-R-U-G, wait 8.
Roger that, sir. Thank you, and you have a nice Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon. WSGV 334, clear.
You do the same. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And you take care. WIUG 88.
WRPD 448 monitoring.